under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to a terrific Tuesday, December 30th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Also, do me a favor, text me right now if you're listening to the show on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. We got our power restored yesterday afternoon about 4:24 p.m., that's according to PING's website, but I did not get the stream player back up yet, so Simple Radio is not working, as well as the website for the radio station, WCHY.us, but we're wondering about the signal itself, 97.7 FM. If you could text me right now, let me know that you're listening to it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're not listening to 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, you can hopefully pick up the show on our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, download the free one, and then search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. So greatly appreciate if you guys could text me and let me know if you are listening. Nick Wallace, my brother, I appreciate you, man. 97.7 coming in great in Harbor Springs. Cam Cavett, Happy New Year's, brother. You're the one in Sheboygan. Yes, I just played that song this morning before the repeat of yesterday's show started. I got up at 6 o'clock to check to make sure yesterday's show was going to air properly. And the last song right before 6 a.m. this morning, You're Still the One. So Penny Chambers in St. Ignace, 97.7. And also Dan in Carp Lake. Oh, he's over in Mackinac this morning. 97.7 is great in Mackinac. So thank you, sir. Yep, Officer Rick reporting in for duty. Tune in radio is loud and clear. Simple Radio is still down. From Genesee County. He's out in the Flint area today working road patrol, training a new officer. So hopefully you're listening on a speakerphone so he can hear it as well. What's his name? I'll give him a shout out. So greatly appreciate you guys giving me that field report. I appreciate it. Very, very eerie. 9:24 yesterday morning. Got the studio in the background playing the website for the radio station, WCHY.us. So I do the show, talking into the microphone, reading stories, reading text messages, listening to myself on about a 15-second delay in the studio. And all of a sudden at 9:24, I stopped talking in there. And it's like, okay, check the mic. Okay, the mic is good. The mixer is good. I've got the sound level up. I'm not on mute. You have to mute the commercials. So I'm not on mute. I'm not muted. What the heck? And then all of a sudden, I start getting text messages. You're off the air. I'm like, oh, you mean the TuneIn app or Simple Radio? No, no, no. You're off 97.7. So, yeah, the power outage actually occurred yesterday at 9:24, and PI&G got it restored at 4:24 yesterday afternoon. So, greatly appreciate the field reports. I now know that I'm talking out on terrestrial radio, out on the pole, they say. 97.7, greatly appreciate that. Also, we have about 4 to 5 different topics throughout the show today. Want to make sure you get them all? We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song, a one-hit wonder, No End in Sight by the Amazing Rhythm Aces. Always listen to that song on my way home, coming back to Miss Vicky when I was out truck driving. Played it all the time. Joining us on the line as soon as we unmute her microphone is Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing so much better thanks to you and Dr. Gary. Ah, man, I got to tell you, this shoulder neck thing is completely healed and fixed, and it feels so good to not have that pain and shoulder pain. And oh, man, even after all that snow shoveling after yesterday's show, wow. Oh, yeah, we lost power. And yeah. The radio station was off for a few hours, and I got done with the show. People were still listening to me on the website and the TuneIn app. And so I got done and I got out there and started shoveling snow and clearing the driveway for Miss Vicky. And I got to tell you, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. The chiropractic adjustment followed by one treatment of that laser light therapy you do.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's been healed and I feel great. I got full range of motion, no pain, no pinched nerve in my neck, shoulder area, shoulder blade. Just feel good, 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 good. But I wanted to talk to you this morning about something a little bit different. My next door neighbor was out when I was out yesterday, and I noticed Kevin got off his tractor. He has a big John Deere tractor with a blade on it that he uses for his long driveway. He's got a much longer driveway than I do.
Mm, okay.
And I noticed that he got off of the tractor, and then I didn't see him. And I'm like, the tractor's running. Oh. Where's Kevin? And what happened was he stepped off of the tractor, the step, he slipped. The ice was on the snow. He slipped off the step of the tractor and went flying down on his asphalt driveway.
Yep.
And he couldn't get up.
Oh,
it was all ice. It was all snow. He severely, severely hurt his lower back and his bottom. Mm. And he said he landed, thank God, he thought initially right on his butt.
Right.
That he thought took most of the pounding. But then when he laid down flat after the full fall took its effect, he couldn't get up.
Right.
And he was laying on his back and he's laying there. So I didn't see him. So I turned off my snow thrower and I ran over there and there he was laying flat on his back.
Right.
And he goes, Randy, I can't get up. I'm like, no problem, dude. I said, how do you feel? If he had broken his back or something, I didn't want to try to set him up and get him to stand up.
Right.
So I said, how do you feel overall? Do you feel like you're paralyzed? Do you feel your legs? What's going on? He goes, no, I feel my legs. He says, but I can't roll over and I can't get any leverage on this ice.
Right.
And I said, okay, no problem. Let's do this. So I put my hand underneath him and I slowly started raising him up to a sitting position. And I said, are you hurting? Do you feel, like by me lifting you up in that position, do you feel like I hurt anything? Did I do anything, put anything out of joint? What's going on? He goes, no, actually, it feels better. And I said, okay. So I start rubbing his back up at his shoulders. I said, does this hurt? No. Does this hurt in the middle of his back? No. Lower lumbar area. And he's like, ah, yes, that's a little sore, but it doesn't hurt like anything's broke or anything. And I said, okay, what do you want me to do? And he said, well, first of all, turn my tractor off. So I reached up and turned the key off. And he said, okay, now if you can help me stand up. I said, yeah, now listen, this is how we're going to do this. We're both about the same size, 6'3", about 220.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go around to the front. I'm going to put my toes on your toes. I'm going to lock your feet in on this ice. So together with my weight and you starting to stand up, we won't slide anywhere. Give me both of your arms and I'm going to pull you straight up. And so he bent his knees a little bit and I put my feet on his feet and then bent over and got his arms locked up in mine good by the elbows. I picked him up by the elbows. He had my elbows. We kind of interlocked our arms a little bit. And I just rocked back slowly and got him to stand up. And I held him there, made sure he was okay. I said, you got your footing? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, let's do the shuffle. Like the old Red Fox guy.
Ice rink right? Shuffle.
right. So we shuffled up into the garage area where it was dry and clear. And I said, okay, now can you walk by yourself? I held on to his arm. And he's like, yeah, I can walk. I said, okay, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to drive you to the hospital? Do you want to stay at home? Do you want to wait till Linda gets home from work? What do you want to do? He's like, I think what I want to do is I want to go sit in my lazy boy in my family room. He's got one that's got like a heating thing element to it where he could turn the heat on in the chair. And so we got the chair going, got him sit down. I got a TV tray over for him with some water and the phones and everything. I said, listen, I'm going to go outside, finish my driveway. I'm coming back in. I'm not shutting the garage door. I said, I'm coming back in about an hour, hour and a half here, and I'll check on you and see how you're doing and if you need any more help. And so I finished my driveway, went back in, still sitting in the chair. Everything was fine. He says, I think, though, I do need to get up and go to the bathroom. And I said, okay, let's get you up, stand you up. So I pulled on him again slowly, got him up out of the chair. He was able to walk down the hall, go to the bathroom, came back. And he said, you know, I think I'm going to have a sandwich or something. So he went in the kitchen. But the bottom line is, I checked on him this morning, severe back pain, bruised back, lower back. His sciatica, lumbar, the whole thing is completely whacked out. My question for this long story with you, how soon before he could come in and get a laser light treatment on his lower back, lumbar, sciatica area to see if that could help him?
He could have come that day.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. So yeah, it's not something you have to wait.
It can't hurt anything.
So the treatment...
It can help start healing.
Got it. So basically,
we've had people who have had, you know, bulging disc problems and stuff like that. Your body starts to work on it right away itself. And if you did this, especially because we had someone that did that, a real bad problem, ended up doing laser on it while they were waiting to see the orthopedic surgeon. And then the doctor told this person, we could do this surgery on you, but your body is actually kind of healing itself and problems could arise, etc. So if it were me, I'd leave it, basically. So the bottom line is whatever you're doing, just keep on doing. So your body heals, and then this helps your body heal it even faster.
Got it. So he could have got in there yesterday afternoon, yeah. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, very good. Well, one thing that I know that it does is the two laser lights, and I know you've explained this numerous times, but as of today, I got a new listener, Diane from Carp Lake. And she appreciated the show from yesterday. And I said, well, just wait until you hear my show today. Explain to her as a new listener,
sure,
basically what we're talking about, this deep tissue robotic laser light therapy. Explain the two different lasers and what they could have done yesterday to help Kevin in his lower back after, you know, slipping and falling.
Okay, well, you have two different lasers. You have the 808 nanometer, a continuous wave, and a pulse 905 nanometer. They're two locked and synchronized lasers put together in one robotic head. So you lay down on the table, let's say it was your lower back, and you have to have no clothes on that area, just the area that is affecting. And then you start the laser. It actually, the 808 nanometer laser light will help reduce the inflammation and pretty much force the inflammation into the surrounding tissues, redistribute it a little bit. And the 905 nanometer pulse laser would work with desensitizing or interrupting the senses to your brain about the pain so you don't feel it as much. And together, those two lasers also affect your production of adenosine triphosphate, ATP, and then those are like little energy bundles or little batteries to your cells. They just, you know, works with your mitochondria. It helps your cells kick out the toxins and the debris and take on the nutrients and the oxygen to the point where they're healing themselves. Then they replicate the healed cells, etc., and now it even moves faster into doing its production. So you're healing your body 30 to 40% faster is what they've come up with for statistics. And that alone, so your side effect that you leave with is less pain and less inflammation. And if 49% of the people feel it immediately, 49% feel it by dinner, and then 1% feel it one day later, and the other 1% feel it the second day.
So it does immediately for some people start working right away.
Well, some people feel the pain relief. I personally, over a year ago, I was working on my shoulder, and it was a 10 or 12 minute session on my right shoulder, and in 5 minutes in, my shoulder just fell to the table like it had relaxed. I didn't know that I was even tensing. I didn't know I was doing anything.
Sure.
And so I didn't feel it after that.
Wow.
And I was feeling
amazing.
And I had both shoulders for some reason that were, I don't know, I don't remember what I did. It was over a year ago, but I had both shoulders that were identical in pain, and I did the one and it released to the table, and then the same thing happened with the other one. I guess if I didn't have the comparison, I wouldn't realize what a relief it was, maybe, but
sure,
at least
sure.
Instantly until I had gotten up off the table, but I could feel it right during. So everyone is a little different.
Yeah.
But there are people that, you and I are extreme. I experience in the middle of the treatment, you are within a couple hours after the treatment, and you don't need very many. But then there are people who come for 3 or 4 months and are diligently doing it because it's the last thing that they could try, and they are just hoping that something happens. And obviously they feel a little bit different, etc., but they have to really work at it. Well, there's another study that was done in Illinois. It was a 17-year-old female, and she had been in a car accident, and 6 months later, she found out she had disc herniation through an MRI of her lower back, and the pain was just going crazy on her. She's even reported up to like a 10, which is emergency room levels.
Sure. Yeah.
And she did her treatments 12 times a month. And so she started out with a 10, but the first month she finished with a 5. And then,
wow.
So you're talking about really working at it. So it's not
sure.
Like you and I have gotten. And then her, her second month was 5 to a 3, and then all the way down. And so she was doing this for 7 months.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then she literally had a 1. And then 9 months later, or 9 weeks, or I'm sorry, 90 days later, she had no pain after that.
Wow.
And, but she still had to get up every 2 hours or so. Cause
and
to
move
stretch.
Around. Yeah,
yep.
Stretch and keep things loose. Herniated
yeah.
discs are not fun at all. And
nope.
You don't want to go through the surgery. I had a couple of friends that told me they had their discs surgically, seared together or whatever they do with the disc.
Fusions,
that's it.
They fuse
yes.
the bone. Mm-hmm.
They fuse the bone, and they said their range of motion went to zero. They just wish they never, never, never had done that. So, hey, folks, I'm going to give out the phone number. If you want to give them a call and get the Trucker Randy discount, you can get 2 treatments to test it out to see if it works for you. The phone number there is 231-627-4300. They're located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across from Mulligan's Restaurant. And Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So you can still get down there today or tomorrow. So give them a call again, 231-627-4300. Stacey, final thought before I let you go for today.
Sure. This is a non-invasive pain-free treatment. So come and try.
Come and try. You have nothing to lose whatsoever.
No.
And
that's right.
And again, folks, tell them Trucker Randy sent you so you can get that discounted package.
You bet.
And try it out. So, Stacey, thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Your time. You have a great day and stay safe out there.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.